Utah raptor stood 3 meters tall and weighed over half a ton, which made it a top predator of the Middle Cretaceous period.
The raptor family is made up of a lot of different individual dinosaurs. Deinonychus and Dromaeosaurus are examples of raptors. These animals were built a lot like birds. Well, when we look at the skeletal design of a raptor, what we see is very similar to that of a modern turkey or a roadrunner. So like modern birds, their bones are hollow. This means they're very lightly built, but they're still really strong. It allows them to run at high rates of speed, but still engage in full-on fights.
But a recent discovery proves that raptors were even more closely related to birds than once suspected.
Birds have really specialized lungs. What they do is they have a series of air sacs throughout the body. Some of them even enter the vertebrae that fill up with air and push air out and fill up with air and push air out like a series of bellows.
But for the raptors, the air goes into their lungs, but then it's distributed into vertebrae and bones throughout the entire body. This is why they're so fast and deadly as hunters. Fresh air only travels one way into its body and fueled them with plenty of oxygen.
Like all members of this family, Utah raptor had massive claws on its hands and feet, and it used them to slice and dice its meal.
The killing claw on the foot of Utah raptor, like all dromaeosaurs, is definitely its primary weapon. It had stout, powerful legs, and the claw tended to be that the bone core of the claw is around 8 inches. So with the keratin sheath, it could have been up to 12 inches or longer. So that's Utah raptor's primary weapon. But like all meat eaters, it also had a battery of formidable teeth and then huge hand claws that could have also inflicted damage.
The raptors were amazingly dexterous at using both feet and hand claws.
Well, picture this animal that would have weighed close to 1,000 pounds. Being able to kick this thing with slashing strokes, 3 and 4, 5 foot long strokes, plunge it in through skin an inch thick, slash down 10 inches deep, and cut 3 feet long, and do that every couple seconds.